America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
Get prepared for a very disturbing story. A story that once you hear, you'll think, I know somebody like that and they need help.
What are you talking about?
She has no idea where I'm going. About a week ago, we finished our work at the studio. So we went and grabbed some little bite to eat afterwards. And all of a sudden, I walked over and I looked at Ms. Stoffo's car. When I was looking at this car... I was amazed, and I said to her, I'm going to bring this up on the show at one point, and that time is now.
Can we give them a little bit more of a proper backstory on
this? Oh, there's a big backstory. All right, so here we go. Now, Christina's car is not what you would think it would be, meaning it's not as clean and spiffy and everything.
Well, wait,
oh, my goodness.
Hang on. So we're sitting in the place eating,
yes,
and I couldn't find my...
You couldn't find anything.
Anything in my
purse. Start opening your purse, you have your boyfriend's checks. Oh, here's his checks, boom. And there's like his checkbook right there. And it's like, does he know that she has her checks?
I don't know why I had that.
Got like, we've already explored on this program that you have like 9 wallets.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were you, you couldn't find your American Express card.
I couldn't find my Amex.
Oh, that's lovely.
My license or the little holder that, the little wallet.
It was all just gone. We're sitting in a Panera, all right? So we're there eating our soup with our 19 pieces of bread that come with the soup. And all of a sudden, people are looking because she's taking all of this stuff out of the bag. And it's all over the table. But she can't find what she needs to find. So a slow panic started to set in.
But I was trying not to panic because I was like, maybe I left it at work. Maybe it's in my car.
Okay.
So we go outside.
Yeah.
And the first thing I did was walk up to the passenger side of my car to look in the window. And lo and behold, on the floor of the passenger side, there's my American Express, my little wallet with my license and all my other important things,
right,
and some money and a bunch of like dollar bills and a 20 or something like that.
So you then call me over to your car. Now, see, you started this. You called me over to your car and I look at the car and it looks like a scene from that old movie Twister with Helen Hunt, because it just looks like, everything's just all over the place.
But the front seat. Something happened to the front seat.
Oh, there's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot more coming, folks. And it has to do with the rinse cycle.
So a couple weeks prior to that, I had done laundry.
Car?
No, I brought this stuff to the laundromat and I didn't properly. And I do this with a lot of things. I don't close the caps on things all the way for
some
reason.
That's never a good thing. Okay.
So I did that with the laundry detergent and I put it on the passenger seat and it fell over and went all over my front seat. But then like 2 days later, I spilled a whole cup of water on the front seat. So I have a blanket on top of the passenger
seat. There's this giant New York Jets blanket. I'm thinking, all right, it's football season. And she's a huge Jet fan, and she's really into it. And she picks it up, and there it is.
And you can see it.
This giant Tide stain. Tide, because Tide is blue. All right, there are certain colors for some of these laundry detergents. I grew up in a Tide house. I understand that it's blue.
Right.
So there it is. It's wet. It's 2 weeks ago. Wait a minute. The first thing is you got to take the blanket off for it to dry.
Just doing it, just in case someone had to come into my car.
Oh, and just had to sit there. That's a lovely, all of a sudden you're sitting there. Okay, well, great. She has a lot of Jets pride, but all of a sudden I feel kind of damp. What is going on here? And you walk out of your car feeling as if you have just been freshly laundered, which is not a bad smell.
No, it's not a bad, it's a better smell than other smells that have come out of my car.
Like what?
Because a couple of weeks prior to that, too,
yes,
I had gone to the coffee shop and bought a coffee a little sandwich.
Oh, no.
But wait. So I get back in the car.
Yeah.
Okay. And I sit down and I do this a lot also where I'll have a lot of things in my hands and I'll just put everything down
just drop them.
Not paying attention, put something down and then not remember where I put that thing. So I did that in the car. I put the coffee down. I put everything else, on the seat. And then I guess the sandwich in the little baggie fell between the console and the seat. But I couldn't remember if I had taken it from the coffee shop or not. So I was thinking, I spent $4 on a sandwich and didn't take it with me. What a waste of money.
And it decided to live in the car.
Days go by.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, this smell is like permeating out of...
The car,
and I don't know what it is, but then,
ew.
But then, like a week after that, I was looking for something else, and then found the sandwich, and I was like, "Oh well,
problem solved."
I was happy because I found out what the smell is, but I was mad because I didn't eat the sandwich, and I wasted the $4 and didn't even get to eat the sandwich.
I would be happy that I discovered that the smell was actually the food rotting, and not like Beelzebub then inhabiting my car. And that must have been every time you turn the heat or the air conditioner on, it probably got worse.
Yeah, that's not the first time that's happened to me, though.
No. The trade-in value in your cars, when you bring them back, must be amazing.
Years ago, there was a burrito incident in a truck I had where this was weeks. I lived at my mom's house still.
Yeah.
And I, at night, would leave the windows cracked because when the next morning when I would open the door, the smell was so bad that it would literally knock you back when you open the door to the car.
I remember the newscast.
Folks tonight report a solid smell of burrito in Brooklyn. We don't know where it's coming from, but the I-Team is going out to investigate.
It was awful. So anyway, back to my current vehicle.
All right, yes.
So in the back seat, I have a huge thing of bubble wrap because I do crafting.
And this isn't just a thing of bubble wrap.
Well,
this is industrial strength. This thing is as big as a man, all right? This looks like there is a person sitting back there. It almost looks like it's a crash dummy that's been mounted in the back seat, but it's this giant roll of bubble wrap.
Because I got it off eBay, and I didn't realize it was going to come that big. When you're buying stuff online, the picture usually doesn't look as big as the actual item that you get.
Well, when you picked it up at the post office or whatever, where they delivered it to your house.
They dropped it off at the office, and I walked in, and it was in front of my door, and I was like, what is that?
Christina had a washing machine delivered to the office today. What is that?
Bubble wrap.
Wow.
So in the backseat, I have the bubble wrap, but then I have, you know, random clothing items.
There's a sock.
Shoes.
There's workout wear. There's and then the worst came. She opened the trunk.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait. Because people think I'm a hoarder. This is not what I do. I am not hoarding, Ed.
Well,
I had a craft fair.
Yes.
So I still had boxes of items that I brought to the craft fair that didn't sell. So I had to bring them back. And then I, you know, found these really cool mugs at the supermarket that were on sale for $1 each. So I bought a bunch of those and they were in bags still in my trunk.
So then, everything just stays in your trunk. All your craft stuff.
But then
stuff.
In the corner, you know, I had some sweaters, a pair of Uggs.
Right.
Oh, the battery in the back seat too.
What battery?
Remember that big box, that battery, that charger?
Oh, yes, for a portable power thingy.
Just in case.
Just in case.
My mom gave me that. My mom's like, just in case
No, that's a really good idea.
Just in case you ever,
Frances
need this.
Frances is always thinking. I give her that. That's a really good idea.
Do you know what else she gave me to keep in the car?
What?
Just in case my car rolls over into a body of water, a pin to break the window, and I'm like, Mom... When am I ever going to need this?
Wait a minute. How does this thing work? A pen?
It looks like a pen.
Right. Oh, a pen.
Then,
okay.
But then you click it open and there's like a pin that comes out and you can use it to shatter the glass of your window.
You can take an eye out with this thing. How hard does this thing come out to break the window in water?
Listen.
Where is she buying these things?
If drowning is the option, I don't care what size this pin is. If I can get out of the car with it, I'm going to use it.
Is this like some late night infomercial thing she found? I want to see this.
Probably on QVC or something.
Oh, they have all kinds of stuff on QVC. The next time you find yourself trapped in water, you just press the button. It looks like a friendly pen, but it becomes this giant weapon. It will smash through the window. Wow, look at your mom taking care of you.
Yeah, she really does.
So now we understand why the trunk is the way it is. You do a lot of crafting. Christina makes some wonderful stuff. Visit her Etsy shop, by the way.
Thank you.
The lovely craft room. But anyway, so when you do these, craft fairs and stuff, it's a lot easier to just keep it in the trunk instead of having to bring it into your apartment and bring it back out, or bring it to your boyfriend's house and bring it back out.
There are certain items that just stay. There are certain boxes of not the actual items that I make, but you know, stuff that you use to set up the table.
Sure.
Just keep it in the trunk. If you're going to use it, like I know I have a couple set coming up in the next couple weeks. Why keep bringing in and out? Just keep it in the trunk.
Just keep it in the trunk. Keep it in the trunk.
Just like, you know, the sweaters or the boots. Like, you never know when you're going to need to change clothes on the fly.
I saw one UGG boot. Now, unless you're going to be hopping around and be stylish at the same time, I'm hoping that somewhere there's another boot crying out for a reunion.
I'm sure there was one. I'm not 100% positive, but sure that
now,
is in the car somewhere.
And there was one workout shoe. I saw one little Nike sign looking up at me like, help me, save me, in amongst all the mugs and all the craft items. So we got one UGG boot and we got one Nike shoe. Now, we're hoping that one is a left and one is a right, because if you need to... When you're trapped in the water and you smash through the window to get out. Now, if you need something that will provide buoyancy as you try to swim back up to the surface, the one boot and the one Nike shoe may provide almost like a flipper type of situation where you can swim as well as a dolphin and save yourself.
That is very true. I never claim to be the most organized person in the world.
No, of course not.
I never claim that.
No, of course not. But you have a utilitarian car. You've got everything you need in there.
Yeah.
You could.
I do.
You could survive. You know what? The apocalypse comes. As long as you're in your car, you're set to go.
There were snacks in the front seat, too, if you remember.
They're 2 years old, but there are snacks in the car. Wait a minute. Wait, what snacks in the car? I don't remember.
There were snacks. There was a bag of like rice cracker, like cheddar rice crackers.
There you go. Proves my point. She could literally live in her car. And for the average person that comes up that would snap a picture, they would think that she is. So.
They would say, wow, this poor homeless person living out of her car.
Funny thing is, if she looked at my car, she would laugh twice as hard at me. Uh-huh. So. See, we all have these secrets. See, but we purge ourselves here on the air.
It's, you know, therapeutic.
We're helping people. Somewhere right now, there is someone thinking, I'm not alone. See?
My car is like that.
I feel a kinship with Christina Staffo.
My lonely boot.
See? Somewhere someone has the other matching UGG boot, and it's a friendship that's waiting to happen. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Staffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-time great was known as Mr. Hockey. He's a 23-time NHL All-Star and the only player to appear in games spanning 5 different decades.
Gordie Howe, big, rugged, and fast. Howe is ambidextrous, but packs a little more power in a right-hand shot.
So where is Gordie Howe now? Gordie's image and jersey have been seen in popular TV shows and movies such as The Simpsons and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. In 2010, he was awarded an honorary Doctor of Laws by the University of Saskatchewan. Today, the phrase Gordie Howe hat trick is used when an NHL player tallies a goal, an assist, and a fight in the same game.
And representing all of hockey with great distinction for 5 decades, number 9.
A tip of the hat to the great Gordie Howe. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. As predicted here, Harley-Davidson has been injured by the extraordinary strength of the U.S. dollar. The big Harley boss man would not elaborate on plans for an ABM-anticipated Harley sidecar. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Tough competitive year, says Harley CEO. Trend is flat to down for the rest of this year thanks to the strong U.S. dollar. Matt Levitich says HD will grow demand globally. Hogs rule at home with 35-plus white males. And with millennial buyers, Harley outsells the competition 3 times over. He does have a sense of humor, referring to autocycles as dune buggies. He's right. They are freaking dune buggies. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.